Here's Bakuna then with the throw in for Villa, goes down the line, and Bonnehall flicks on, and Zogbia trying to get on the end of it, does so, and a good first touch from him, takes it around the outside of Jonas Olsen, and Zogbia still with the ball at his feet, still going in, Zogbia lays his square to Fabian Delph, real chance for Aston Villa, Delph shoots, Delph scores, 1-0 to Aston Villa. It started off with a throw-in, good flick from Bonnehall, and credit Charles Nzogbia, he ran 30 yards there, on a ball across the face of the penalty box, picked out Delph, he got the power in that left boot, and he left Boaz Myhill grasping at fresh air. It's 1-0 to Aston Villa.
This ball's floated forward by Myhill. Carlos Sanchez does well, rises above everybody else. Flicked on by Westwood, and Grealish is there. And that is a man on the far side. It's Scott Sinclair, and he's found him as well, being urged forward. Scott Sinclair going into the penalty box on his left boot, trying to bring on his right boot. Shoots! Scores! Scott Sinclair scores and surely sends Aston Villa down Wembley Way. He runs away, arms outstretched in front of the whole 10. The fans are swamping him. Villa Park explodes now. Fans are getting onto the field of play all over the place, particularly over there in the far corner of Villa Park, swamping Scott Sinclair. A neat little counter-attack, thread by great Grealish, out to the left-hand side, and Scott Sinclair brought the ball from his left boot to his right boot to the far corner of Boaz Myhill's net. It's 2-0 to Aston Villa.
Tony, you must be very disappointed.
Yeah, we're disappointed. We had the chances first. I thought we were the better team first half. I thought we played some smashing football. Brownie's had two wonderful chances that, you know, people, I think, have forgot the header. The header, if you look at it, you know, he's only got it at his head and he scores. You know, it's at the shoulder and going into the keeper. And how his head doesn't, you know, connect with the ball, I just don't know. And you know, the first chance, again, it's a great, great opportunity. Great cross, great opportunity, great move, great opportunity. And, you know, 2-0 at half-time. I don't think Villa caused us a problem first half.
But the game changed completely in the second half.
Well, the game changed when Villa scored, because then we have to chase it. We have to leave ourselves open, and we're... you know, we have certain deficiencies within the group, and one of them is, you know, we can't get stretched as a group and as a team. So, you know, the goal was a disappointing goal. There's about two or three things that lead to the goal, which is poor from our point of view, and we haven't been doing that. We've been very solid and very, very, you know, together as a group, and we weren't on that occasion. So, and then the second one is us chasing the game again and trying to get back in, you know, with 10 men against 11.
The sending off, how unhappy are you about that? Tim Sherwood has said to us it feels that no one should be sent off.
Well, you know, I'm really, really disappointed. I think it's a, you know, if you watch the incident, it's a block challenge or block tackle. We were taught that when we were 4 or 5 years of age in school. It's a proper proper tackle. The kid rolls round, you know, Tim's jumping about on the side, and Anthony Taylor doesn't actually make that decision until Yak's had two other touches. So, you know, he's made a decision late. He hasn't made it right on the challenge. He's made it late. Now, whether he's got in the back of his mind that Yak has been sent off for jumping in two-footed into challenges, I don't know. If he has, and it's preconceived, then it's wrong. And I'm not here to criticise referees. I don't want to talk about referees. But to be honest, we came here Tuesday night, a horrendous tackle from Hutton, where he should have been sent off. He stays on the pitch and gets the cross in for their second goal, and today we have a player sent off, so he should never have been sent off.
One more for me: the scenes at the end with the crowd invasion and everything that went on. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think Villa should look at it. I think it's disgraceful scenes. I don't know where the stewards were. You know, we don't want to get back to what it was in the 80s, 70s and 80s, and people running on the pitch and causing problems. And it puts people at danger, never mind the you know, West Brom players, puts the Villa players at danger as well. So, you know, Villa should look at that.
How much of a test of your character, if you like, is this week now? Big defeat in the league and now a disappointing defeat in a cup.
We need another 8 points, 9 points, in the league, so, and we've got some tough games, so it's going to be, you know, I said to him afterwards, our cup finals now are every Premier League game we play from now until the end of the season, and that's the way we've got to see it.
And the other thing about your Cobb sending off is nothing you can do about it, you're going to miss him.
Well, again, that's a disgraceful rule. You know, a player can be sent off for a red and appeal and get off. A person can have two yellows and can't appeal. I find it absolutely astounding, but I don't make the rules.